Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. In November last year, Kentucky farmers approved an additional $1 per head beef checkoff for promotion, research, and to enhance ongoing demand. Kentucky Cattlemen's Association Executive Vice President Dave Maples on producer feedback on this farmer-funded effort.
In general, it's been just very, very positive. The beef checkoff has been good for our industry. I mean, you have to build demand. I know supply right now of cattle is low, so farmers have had good prices, but still, we have to move product. And that's what the checkoff is all about.
The additional dollar deduction per animal sold began this April, a final budget plan to be approved by the overseeing board at the end of this month.
And we have to be transparent with what we're doing. We have to have input from the producers because this is a producer-driven program.
Maple says education about the effort is important, for example, in marketing about the intended receiver of their demand-building messages.
The beef checkoff is really targeting the millennial and a millennial mom. So I hope our beef producers will understand that that's who we're targeting. We're not targeting the average beef farmer, which is a 62-year-old male. We're looking at that 20 to 30, 35, 40-year-old mom that has kids that go to the grocery store and buy our product.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
The food here looks great. Oh, yeah. I also need to pick up some beef. It says Kentucky Proud, raised here in Kentucky, but I wonder where it really comes from.
We're the Paul family from Paris, Kentucky, and we're in the cattle business.
We're proud of producing food for consumers, and I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising their food.
We're a Kentucky farm family.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
The Kentucky Cattlemen's Dave Maples is excited about the road ahead for the beef checkoff, for example, in product development.
We've got a research project that's probably going to be in the works with University of Kentucky meat scientists there looking at ground beef. We've got opportunity to get some Kentucky ground beef from Kentucky into some of these venues. So we're looking at some of that kind of stuff and some pretty neat promotional type items that we're doing.
General checkoff program categories include education, meat exports, research, consumer messaging, and retail and food service education. On that last one, they're working closely on wide-ranging training for Kroger and distribution giant Sysco.
We'll bring them into the University of Kentucky. We'll do it all the way from a carcass breakdown to Chef Dave Zinner in. It'll teach them how to cook and teach the sales folks how to position our product when they go out to the restaurant.
The Kentucky Cattlemen's Dave Maples. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.